One thing I forgot to mention about the weekend, and then I also want to just ask Mike about his weekend because I forgot to ask.
Yes.
It's good. It's an interesting time with my girlfriend because she spends like maybe one night where she comes over and have dinner during the week,
right.
And on the weekend go to a movie on one night and then, you know, like watch The Sopranos. Very boring existence. But what she has maintained is she still is in that trying to please happy phase, which is very nice,
yes.
But which I know is total crap in so many ways.
Lasted an awful long time.
But like this. At one point, over the weekend, I was playing Madden with mm-hmm. Bart. And she said to me, the girlfriend, she wasn't there, she said, well, what did Bart's friend do while you guys played the game? I said, she sat in the room and watched us and talked to us. And she, Adrian, said to me, well, I've said to you I'd like to watch you play Madden sometime.
Uh-huh.
I said, please, come on. You don't want to watch me play a video game? How stupid is that? So, last night, push comes to shove. It's about 6:15. She's about ready to get started making dinner. And I said, listen, here's the deal. Don't rush yourself on dinner. I'm going to play a game of Madden. Have a seat. Let's see how you like it. She said, okay. She sat down for a second. I said, all right, I got to get onto Xbox Live.
Right.
And you know, if the power goes off or something, you lose the connection. You've got to reset the connection. I said, listen, just to speed it up, I'll just play a game against any team. Here we go.
Okay.
So I go. I start it up, and I say, now. I start telling her all the crap. Like I said, you know, I got all the plays, and I've got some custom plays.
Right.
And she lasted maybe 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
She said, you know, really, I want to go start making dinner right now.
Yeah.
And I said, you're so full of crap. I said, I don't hold it against you.
Right.
I swear to God, I don't. But just be honest. You don't want to watch me play a video game. I said, I think you're great. I don't want to watch you play a video game.
I believe you can use the model of a child. You can use the model of a child. When a child is playing a game, the other child in the room doesn't want to watch that child play the game. That child wants to play the game themselves.
Of course.
To watch somebody play a video game, I don't think anybody really likes
can't
it.
So be
she's trying to be nice, but I know that really underneath this all, she doesn't want to watch this. So she leaves and she says, I tell you what, I'm going to go start making dinner now. And when I'm going to come back, because it'll take me about 15 minutes to get things started. I'll come back, then I'll watch the end of the game. She says, incidentally, how long does it take you to play one of these games? I said, about 40 minutes. I said, that's if I stop for a lot of replays.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, she looked at her watch. She went, okay, see you in a couple of seconds. 40 minutes later, I'm done with the game.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I'm looking at the stats from the game. She comes in the room. She goes, hello? I said, hey, she said, okay, I'm ready to watch. I said, please, you know I'm done with the game.
So,
she said, how would I know that you're done with the game? I said, because it's been more than 40 minutes. I said,
and part of you was disappointed.
No, not at all, Mike. No, no, no.
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 There wasn't any small part of you wanted to just show off a little bit?
No, because it's retarded.
Well, that's the, you know, maybe you're right about
it's
that.
It's retarded to say what? Sit down and watch how good I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to be 48 this year.
Yeah.
Hey, please, you're my girlfriend now, right? Okay, sit down and watch me play a video game. Please. She's saying it to be polite. And I said to her, I said, you know, I think our relationship has some promise. I said, now that I'm trying to get too heavy on you, I said, but really, if you expect me to do say stuff like, you know, I'm going to watch you do like play a video game or whatever.
Right.
I won't blow smoke up your butt that way.
Not right. Happen.
So, but she is still maintaining that it was only because she wanted to cook dinner in time to blah, 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 blah. But, you know and I know.
Well, I wish her good luck in conquering the cynic.
You know and I know that she don't want to sit there and watch me play
probably not,
video game.
You never know, but probably says, not. You're right.
No, I'm positive she doesn't.
Of course you are.
Please. Well, no, I am. You know, she said to me, well, why do you think Bart's friend sat there?
Yes.
I said, hello? She's 21. She's 21. And unlike me, when Bart is playing the game, because he's so good,
right.
He can multitask, meaning while he's watching the thing on the screen, picking his plays,
he can have a conversation.
He's got his head turned. He's looking at her. He's talking to her. And at one point, you know, he was like giving her like little like love, like on the head and stuff.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm still going, select a defense. Dime, quarter, three, four. He's like, Dad, are you ready yet? So, I mean, he's able to multitask. I can't do it. Anyway, that's all. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Just some more growing pains.
Being very nice, though. Sounds like she's being very sweet.
Oh, no. She's great. I'm very lucky. She's a nice girl. So, bet she likes hearing that. She's a nice girl.
Now, that's not as bad as the relationship has promise. If you were adding up the two, the first one would have been that's the one. That's,
you well, know, I did like, say that
because that would elicit from any person. Well, thank you very effing much. I appreciate that. I think she's
pretty used to that.
Yeah. Well, you're very good to her. You're nice to her, right?
No, and she's very nice to me. But enough about that. It's just please come on, honey.
Come on, honey.
I'd like to watch you play Madden.
That's a nice effort.
Please. Yeah, I'd like to watch you clean my toilet.
Was there any part of you, though, that when she said that...
There you go.
Was there any part of you?
I bet at this point she probably would do it if I asked her to.
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to see Carrie do it anytime.
Or clean your toilet?
Yeah, do anything.
Oh, dear. I'm just picturing your toilet now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
You can eat off it.
Hey, Rob.
Now, hold on a second. Sorry. Got sidelined with that.
Yes.
But sometimes after I've had an exceptionally good or an exceptionally bad weekend, and even like now when I'm still freaking goddamn sleep deprived.
Right.
I mean, it feels good to get things out.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Well, no, Buzz, it was a busy weekend.
Yes,
I mean,
it was.
Many things were happening.
I understand.
You know, I've got my daughter, and she's going through whatever issues she's going through. I'm talking to her. I've got my son, his rowdy friends. I've got the girlfriend. I'd like to watch you play Madden. No, you don't want to watch me play Madden.
Yeah, this is your therapy.
Bart coming in with Jack and Coke, and then, hey, Dad, we're doing it right now. I mean, not that they're doing it. No, I'm sure they did. I mean, why else would they be taking a bath together? In my tub that incidentally, goddamn, has a Green Bay Packers mat for your feet right by it. That is not a tub that's made for intimacy.
We'll get you a new mat.
That is a tub. That's a tub that, since Frida passed away, is meant to be never used again.
Right.
Only use the shower.
Right.
Do not use the tub. There's separate entities in the house. In that bathroom, the tub is separate from the shower.
Now, what's done is done, though.
Yeah. Now, Mike.
Yes.
Speaking of what's done is done.
Yes.
Friday night.
Long time since I've done what I did Friday night.
What?
I spoke to Mike this morning.
I mean, I you know, obviously I'm out a lot more than you guys, but I haven't done this in, I don't even remember the last time I did this.
I talked to Mike this morning, and we will discuss The Sopranos in a second, I promise. But I'm so glad I remembered this. We were just chatting about our weekend, and he said, oh, yeah, Friday night, clubbing.
Clubbing. I mean, I really went... clubbing in the traditional sense of the, you know, the urban experience of going downtown in downtown Washington, D.C., and going clubbing, and I haven't done it in a very, very long time.
This is Robert the Mailman.
And I felt, first of all, I felt a million years old, and secondly, went to some just amazing places that, that I don't even remember. And I really don't. It was so frantic, and the pace was so quick that we would go from one joint to the next joint to the next joint. We go to one joint, and I suddenly become very aware of the age difference because I come back from going to the can. And Carla's down there, and Carla, of course, has this guy, you know, just latched onto her right away. And he was I ended up talking to him, very, very nice guy, but I still felt, you know, like easily this guy could at any time have said, what are you being so possessive for, Dad? You know, I really felt like that could happen. But we hook up with an old friend of mine downtown, John T., who is a guy that owns a place downtown. I kind of hope I don't screw it up. Mr. T. owns a place. I think it's called Cloud Nine. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
It's a leather club.
It was. Hey, I think I could have been in one of those places, and I didn't know it.
You're kidding?
No, of course I'm kidding. But the place I went to.
Well, hold on. Did you or did you not get home at 5 a.m.?
Yes.
Oh my.
You know what that is?
Yes.
Old days, bold days. Mike is back.
Yeah. That's the old. No, I'm not. Not the way I felt. Because I had a phony feeling in the middle of the day on Saturday at about 12 noon when I was in Costco. Carl and I were shopping in Costco, and I said, this is really terrific. I do not feel bad at all. And we turned down an aisle in Costco, and I suddenly said, I want to go home.
Oh, it caught up with
me. I want to go home. Now, we went to one place. You mentioned Leather Club. We went to one place that I remember from maybe 5 or 6 years ago. It's been totally transformed. And if it's the same place, because you go down a flight of stairs, the last time I was in there, it was an after-hours kind of joint, and my only memory was walking in. There were men, there were women, but I went to the bathroom in this club. This is years ago, and my only memory was that there were a couple of guys that were in the bathroom stall, and I don't think they were doing any kind of you know, bad illegal narcotics. I think they were vetoing it. I really think they were vetoing.
Do you think you went in a gay club this weekend?
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I, you know, I don't think that the gay clubs and the straight clubs are as totally separated as they once were. So I could have been in clubs with, you know, with
Mike,
lots of
can,
men and lots of women, but I don't think I was
tell.
In a, well, I wasn't in a real gay club.
You can tell.
I guess I probably could tell. No, but I haven't been out in one of these places. Let me tell you about the coolest place I went.
You can tell.
And I might be like mixing two together here because John T knows everybody. And he goes in and he knows like the owners of these places because he's a club owner down
right.
there. And we get like this great VIP treatment. I didn't have to go through a doorman or a line or anything like that. We walk right in and... No, Rob, my favorite joint wasn't called Club Lubricant. It was not. But let me tell you what they do. They did in this one place. The place that I remember.
The Golden Boy.
Has been totally remodeled. And you know, people will know the name of this place from Washington that have been there when I mention it. They have the ceiling almost appears to be round. And they've got they almost look like sprinklers that are in the system. And they shoot out. I think it's nitrous, whatever. It's like dry ice.
Dry ice.
Like cold air that comes out, and it comes out. Like, and it almost...
Can you be cold, Batman?
It was so cool. And at the particular part of the evening, you know me, I'm very enthusiastic. Going, this is fantastic. And we were in all these different areas, places where you'd have tables that had... The tables were bowls of ice where you could have a bottle of champagne in the table. It was, and I'm like, really? I realize that I have suddenly turned into Mr. Country Hunyak because I haven't been in these places. And I was very, very impressed with every place we went to. All of them are like in different... there was one place that was a little hot, though. It got a little too intense, but you know. Oh, and I met these new kind of guys. These new okay. phenomenons.
Wow. Sure. You were not. In
no,
gay
these
club.
Were not gay men. These were
new kind of guys.
It was not called club asphyxiation.
Are you sure?
It was not called club autoerotic asphyxiation. I think I went
place.
To seriously five places. I think I went to a total of five joints, and the one guy, the guys that apparently all these club owners rely on are these guys that promote the clubs. They're like internet guys that get the people to come to these places, and these guys are like 12 years old. They're your son's age. They're 21. They're young guys, and they're all young guys.
AJ Sopranos.
Like, they're like, hey, right. How you doing? How's it going? Hey, this is it. Let me show you. Oh, listen, there's no need to do that. You need to use the facilities. It's right up here. You can go through. They're all these guys.
Welcome
and, then he held my hand, and No. I'm just saying.
Club cranberry juice.
It was, no. Why are you making, I was there with my girlfriend. There was no gay experience that happened. It was just very, very cool.
How long has it been
since I did that?
Since you've done an all-nighter in D.C.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Wow.
5 years, 6 years?
Closed joints down, right?
Maybe less than that. But I don't remember. It is so long ago. But the one place I do remember is the place that had the stuff come out of the ceiling.
Sure.
Because if I hadn't had a few cocktails, I might have had to reach for the Xanax because it was claustrophobia city. Everybody was packed in there.
That's good when you're out,
it was scary.
Pounding with a car so you can go clubbing. Take the Xanax along with the 8,000. Beers.
Yeah, that's when I go to Club Anova at the end of the evening. That's when I end up in Club Anova. But I was I had a really, really good time. I really
good.
Did. Even though I was tired and I realized that lifestyle, you know, it's really not for me anymore because it does have.
That's why you bought a bar.
It's yeah.
Right, right.
Well, that's a different kind of. It's a different. I own a different kind
Hank's
of bar.
Look around, cafe.
Still, I own a different. My, you know, I'm not.
But for you,
there's a certain. I can certainly go late. I go late a lot, but that is different. That's like going late We left, and we left at maybe 4 o'clock or something, and it was still, you could have found a lot more activity. There was a lot more going on in the city. It was very, very
exciting.
Sure
you can. D.C.'s a hot town on Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
It was.
Here in Chocolate City. It's happening.
It was, and I was very, very surprised that it was. It was, you know. And it, man,
see you in Chinatown. 6 a.m., baby.
But, you know, we had a designated driver, and it was a lot of fun, and we all got back and very, very sleepy when we got back to my town, you know, and you realize that it's just a different way of it's a little younger, it's a little more intense, and it's a lot of fun.
But going downtown,
it's very, very intense. But I also, you know, if I open my eyes wide enough, I realize that I got a lot of years on most of the people that are in there.
That's right, and
that's really, it's a young person's activity. It's not a person for, you know, it's not for me. But I hung as well as I could. I hung in there. I truly did, because really those 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds, they got nothing on me. If they sat in my section, you know, they'd have to take them out in an ambulance, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
Because I may be like a little older in the ways of the mind, but my liver is an ultimate fighter.
It's a teenage liver.
It is a teenage liver, and it's just been confirmed by medical tests.
It's like a teenage liver of a pristine 16-year-old virgin.
Like the doctor I spoke with said, I said, hey, how's my liver function? He said, well, on paper it looks good, but if you have to ask that question, you probably might want to slow down. Damn it. I hated that thing.
It's good you took his advice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. No, it's fun.
You brought it up.
I brought it up. That's right. I had a great time. Had a very, very nice time.
Good.
I deserved a good time. It was. My liver is not black, shrunken and scabby.
Why did you deserve a good time?
No, I just say because I do, and pat myself on the back. I deserve
a
good time.
That's a funny thing to say.
I deserve a good time. Absolutely.
So do I. When does it start?
I had a great time. I had a great time with everybody. Good time was had by all. Wish I remembered all the places I went to.
Impossible.
How do you remember when you're getting you're being whisked indoors and they're not like, you know, a lot of these places don't have signs out on the front and stuff, so it's you know, they're not traditional places.
Right.
They're gay clubs. No, it's very, very interesting. It's a lot of fun.
All right, well, just glad to hear you pulled an all-nighter. It's been a long time.
Love the seat where you go into this one. Lots of places that were just really comfortable, neat seating areas, and the one place I really loved is they have the little table, and the table itself has a built-in ice bucket.
Oh, wow.
God, welcome to heaven.
Brilliant.
Welcome to heaven.
What's that, like for the champagne?
Champagne or whatever else you wanted. You know, if you wanted wine, if you wanted a bottle of liquor to mix your own drinks at the table, and it was great. And you didn't have to sit there and wait all night for a bartender or a server.
Just like at your house.
Just like in my own. No, Rob, just like in my bedroom. It's fantastic. But we were so tired.
Yeah, sure.
So tired the next day when life got back to normal, when it wasn't Club Mike and it was, you know, wandering around stinky Costco Mike, you know, sampling the fruit bar that I almost vomited on the lady's lap.
Oh
my God. Have you ever been in Costco and had that experience when you think something's going to taste good and they give you, you know, you say, is this dog food? And she said, I said, what is this? It's a fruit and nut bar. And I took a bite of it and I almost went,
she would have gotten a taste of the night before.
It would have been horrible. Would have been horrible.
Why, this smells like Grand Marnier.
No. Oh, didn't visit that thing. Thank God.
You didn't?
Oh, what, God forbid.
What'd you stick with?
I didn't stick with anything. That might have been the problem. You don't do that when you go
all over the
place?
When
you go out clubbing, you go all over the place. Yeah. You know, you start out with a little brewski, and then there's a little champagne at the next location, and then you know, I believe Mr. Goose might have come out towards the
Goose.
Yeah, and then we ended up at Club Reflux. Fantastic. I would, you know, hey, would I love to do it all the time? I would. I'd have a great time. I love to socialize like this. I physically, you can't, I don't think young people can't even do that.
Sure
I don't think you can do it like 6 nights in a row.
You used to do it 4 nights in a row.
It's different than 6, baby. It's a hell of a lot different than 6. That's minus 2.
Baby.
That's 48 hours, my friend.
To rest.
That's 48 hours. 48 hours of clubbing. If only I'd dress better. Really. If only I had dressed better, because I was wearing gym shorts. And roller skates. I really didn't feel like I was appropriately dressed,
sure.
And a big and a kind of a you know a beret like Tony was wearing, okay. And a plain white T-shirt with a red stripe around the top.
Uh-huh.
That was my outfit. So it was good because really, when there were handicap ramps, they could like roll me into the club.
Why is it?
I left my sports cup in the town car. Help me, everybody.
Why is it?
And Carla had a great time, too.
Good.
She really did.
Okay. Hi, Afterthought.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for throwing me under that bus.
Oh, no. Hold on.
I love my Carla. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She was wonderful in it. And even when she was, you know, being observed by the young bucks. Uh-huh. And that's when I feel like the old buck. And I feel it's necessary to take my antlers and perhaps occasionally stab.
That's right. This right. way, Asa.
Butt heads. I think I might have said Ace a couple of times.
Oh,
Slick Ace Sport. Chum. You know? Excuse me, chum. Can I interrupt this conversation for a second?
Sorry, I was just talking to the lady.
Pound sand, ass.
Fast.
You know, I don't know why people got upset with that, Rob. A couple of guys, you know,
really?
Talking to Carl, and I'd sit down and go, okay, hope you enjoyed your brief conversation. Now pound sand, fat ass.
That's a good approach.
My gal.
Hi, I'm Carla, and this is my insecure older boyfriend, Mike.
Hi, nice to meet you. Could you please leave? Could you please leave now?
Hi, this is Mike. I'm sure he thinks you are undressing me with your eyes right now.
And then I'd just sit there and look. That's when I wouldn't say anything, and I'd just stare and just go, Oh, or you do it subtly, and you say under your breath, very nice to meet you. Pleasure. Nice to see you, fat ass.
And does Carla get equally jealous when a cougar comes in?
I didn't have many cougars.
Huh.
You know what? Really. I could lie and say it was like it was 15 years ago, you know, and you could like, you know, you and I could walk around and maybe drop a little radio name and get some attention. It does not exist anymore. It exists with men. With men, it exists. With women, you know, it doesn't seem to be.
No, I wasn't asking about dropping.
What do you think that like the 50-year-olds would be showing up, like knocking on my door? And I was like, hello, Mike.
Well,
we're big fans. Can I see your penis?
I was wondering if turnaround is fair play. If, you know, if she's got younger men that are coming on to you, if you're there, regardless of if you dig a ditch. And remember, Danny, everybody, you know. The world needs ditch diggers.
World needs ditch diggers, too.
But I was just wondering if any of the cougars would happen to, you know, see and go at the end of the night, you know, oh, no, there's a man that looks like he's got some promise.
No.
What, Rob? What?
Mike, will you light my Misty Light 120? Thank you very much.
I had many more conversations with guys than I did. Huh. I don't think I might have said hello to a waitress or two.
Hot guys?
Most of them were very handsome, Rob. Thank you for asking. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's I guess if, you know, if certain older guys can do that, I can hang at least one night every 6 months or so.
Well, come on. You do good most nights.
I do late. I do late. I do very late. I can stay up late. This is a different kind of staying up late. This is thump, 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 pound, pound, pound. Yeah. And I'm talking about before you get out of the car. Hey! Now, you know what I'm talking about? It's so intense. And it's so...
Hey,
that's how you do that.
But all I was thinking that whole time is that I just need to dress better.
Yeah.
I want to dress better.
You got age issues.
I really have to dress better.
You have age issues. And I don't think it has anything to do with the age of your girlfriend.
Yeah, I think I have age issues, too.
I do. Yeah. I think
What's the guy's name on The Sopranos?
Which guy?
Phil. You saw that scene? Okay. Well, let's ask Uncle Mike, the one he was identifying with on The Sopranos. Okay?
What, when Phil had his heart attack?
Yep. Hello. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, did you notice that the chick that Phil was walking towards when the building blowed up real good
was his housekeeper?
Same chick that was cleaning his house later.
And didn't you think that they did the Russian thing?
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely. Yep. And Tony had the one-legged Russian deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I believe I met some Russians, too, on Friday night.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, a little scary.
Were they white?
Yeah. I don't think we had any black Russians that night.
White Russians, Mike.
There we go. This is nice.
It's a drink.
Yeah, white Russian or black Russian or a drink.
Right, okay.
They're both on.
I got you. Okay. But, well, you know, don't be so uptight about how old you are.
Right.
I'm really not.
Don't worry about
be
it.
Be comfortable with that.
I'm telling you that I think that you have to be a realist and you have to be aware of the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be aware of who
Hold
you
on.
Are. I'm very aware of who I am.
K Can you still or can you not drink any 21-year-old under the table?
Oh, that's not even a contest.
Okay.
Attaboy.
Be proud.
If push comes to shove.
I don't believe that is an age-related skill. I don't believe that the young bucks are, you know what I mean?
Then
I don't think that.
Problem?
I think that really,
then
yeah, there
the
is
problem?
No problem.
You,
I can drink anyone under the table, and but that's, you know, but also it's time to evaluate that part of my life. And that's not an age issue at all. That's a health issue. You know, if I did what those people do, you know, and went out 4 or 5 nights a week, I've seen guys that do that are my age. I don't want to look like them. I really don't.
Well, what do you think, Tony?
You know what they sound like?
Yeah. I think they look fine.
I'm just being Dr. Melfi with you for a second.
No, really? I don't want to die.
This is kind of transformed from your weekend to you know, really the hang up with the age. Don't be hung up about your age.
I'm not hung up. I'm not hung up.
Yeah,
I was aware of my age.
You've got issues with your age.
I never said I had issues with
my age.
Yes,
you did.
Did I say that? Did I use the word issues, or did he say issues first?
You said, yes, I have age issues.
Oh, I agreed with him?
You did agree initially, yes.
Well, not really.
Uh-huh. Well, you shouldn't.
Okay.
I don't really. I mean, I am aware of reality. That's
BFD.
What I'm aware of reality.
You're Mike O'Mara.
Shut up, Buzz.
What does that mean, Buzz?
Mike O'Mara.
Well, you know what? Transcends age.
You know, can I tell you? No, Rob, I don't think it's because of that.
Oh, he's high.
I think he was actually standing up for me there for a second because, you know, we've hung out a couple of times.
Yeah.
So that's
You're Mike O'Mara.
Right. Jesus. And they can never take that away from him.
That's, that equals a cup of warm spit.
All right, well, hold on a second.
Or that stuff that came out of the ceiling, which I still think was cool. And it was a little warm, and the stuff that came out of the ceiling was cool.
Cool mist.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, like, that's the level you're on at that hour.
It's like a McDLT, right?
It's just like all you're thinking about.
Keeps the hot side hot, and the cool keeps the cool side cool.
Yeah, it was very cool, and we were very warm, because at that point of the evening, your mind's going, duh. Warm, cold, good. Ice, cold, good.
How old are you?
I am 28.
How old are you?
I'm soon to be 47.
How old are you right now?
46.
Okay. 46. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. What?
Need I remind everyone that 47 mark is coming up sooner than later?
No.
Hello, June.
We know.
Welcome to the month of June, since someone else brought it up.
All right.
Thank you for bringing up my birthday, Don. Okay.
Couple of weeks.
Forgot.
Hold on a second. I have to take my ice pack off. There we go. I feel great. I feel fit as a fiddle.
How's your new orthopedic chair doing?
It's doing fantastically.
Mike really did spend his own money to buy his own old man chair for the show today.
I did.
And you're bringing it to the new digs, right?
It is fantastic. Okay. It's worth the ridiculous amount of money I spent on it.
Excellent.
It's fantastic. Yes, I'm now Mr. Burns. Nah, I don't have any issues.
Yeah.
And I hold up my ice pack. Jesus Christ. Yeah, let's go out clubbing. Yeah, so do I leave my walker in the car or take it with me?
46.
I'm fine.
About it. You're fine.
It's a hard 46, Don.
Rock
okay.
Hard.
There's 46 and then there's 46, you know, chill out, relax, you know, enjoy, and then there's my 46. It's a different kind of 46.
Okay.
Got to be aware of it so you can deal with it. That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Well, you do the same thing. This is my therapy. You have your therapy.
I understand.
I have mine.
That's why I said I'm glad we had this time together.
I think I've covered it all. I think I'm doing just fine, and I'm very, very content.
Good.
And also, my back doesn't hurt anymore, so I feel good. So I'm very excited.
So it's fixed forever?
No, it's just it's better than it's been.
Now it's better?
It's better than like it's been in 2 weeks, which you know, I can attribute to my chair. My new chair. Mock it all you will, but I love this. Look what the handles do.
Well,
you ready for this? Everybody take a close look at this.
Wow.
Did you see that? The armrest just went down 4 inches.
They come with
defibrillators?
Yes. It's kind of like the battery packs, the jumper cables we can hook up to your nipples. Yes. Did you ever have that
heart attack? No, it's got a little bitty hole here, and you can keep your Xanax right in here.
Oh, that's nice.
It's going to be fun.
All right.
old man.
Well, you hook it to the track, it goes right up the steps.
That's fantastic.
Okay, we got it right now.
I know. It carries my clapper. And my medic alert bracelets. All eight of them.
We got a break. We'll be right back.